Just one quick halacha from Hacham Avadia Alav Shalom, that is your site, is today. Zeke Sadiq V'Kadosh Livracha. The Hacham is in Halichot Olam and Parashat Vayira. There, he discusses three halachot that are Hedushim. So we know that the day begins at Amud HaShahar. Amud HaShahar is about 72 minutes before sunrise. And that's already considered halakhically the day. So the first question that he has is let's say there's certain mitzvot that you're supposed to do at night. So can you do these mitzvot at Amud HaShahar? One example would be Birkat HaLevana. So he holds that Birkat HaLevana, the main thing is that it's dark outside, you can have pleasure from the moon. So even though technically it's day when it reaches Amud HaShahar, but if a person did not make Birkat HaLevana yet, it'd be okay for him to make it even after dawn. So long as yet it's not light enough, we cannot have the Hana'ah from the moon. The second halakha, he says, is that on Motzei Shabbat, you're supposed to make the Beracha of Bore Me'ore Ha'esh. So he brings down that a person can only make it with a Beracha on Motzei Shabbat. If he misses it on Motzei Shabbat, he cannot make Bore Me'ore Ha'esh anymore. And he writes that since it's still dark outside after Amud HaShahar, even though Amud HaShahar is considered Yom for practical purposes, but since it's still dark, and he can have Hana'ah from the Ish, so he's allowed to make Boreh Me'ore Ha'esh even after Amud HaShahar. But that's halakha to do with marital relations, but the halakha says that one should not have marital relations under certain circumstances during the day. However, he says that from Amud HaShahar until it gets light is not considered day, le'anyan that, and therefore it would be permissible or would be legal or okay without any questions, even at the time. So it comes out that after Amud HaShahar, that has ramifications from Birkat HaLevana, for Birkat Me'ore Me'ore Ha'esh, and for the Inyan of Tashmish.